Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you get Social Security benefits, you're about to receive the biggest cost of living adjustment in four decades. The government announced this morning that benefits will increase 8.7% starting next year. That good news is directly tied to something that's much more concerning, and that's inflation. Today's report shows consumer prices continuing to rise, heaping more pressure on the economy. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Valshi has been watching this. He joins me now. Ali, hello.
Deepa, good to talk to you.
Let's start with inflation. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates five times so far this year, yet inflation's not budging. What's going on?
Well, you know, things move faster than they used to. But back when I started as an economics reporter 20 plus years ago, we used to believe that an interest rate hike or a cut actually takes 12 to 18 months to work its way through the economy. So you're not supposed to see immediate cuts in inflation, because what happens is the cost of things get higher and people don't immediately make a decision to, cancel their credit card or sell their car or whatever the case is. They make decisions over time that the car that they were going to buy isn't going to get bought. The house that they were going to buy isn't going to get bought. The spending that they're going to do isn't going to take place. So that's the problem, that as they keep hiking rates and the effect is not being felt in the economy, it may all suddenly get felt at once. And that's why so many people are worried about how this is going to tip the economy into a recession. Because let's say you're not buying a house right now, Deepa. You were going to buy one 6 months ago. Since then, interest rates are up five times. They'll go up again. Then you decide in January you want to buy a house, and interest rates are 3% higher than they were when they were last January. Now you've made the decision not to buy a house. That's when inflation starts to come down. And that's the concern, that the Fed may be doing the right thing, but this is now more art than science, and they don't know how badly it'll affect people going down the road. Could it be so badly that everybody retrenches, companies retrench, they start laying off people, and you've got a full recession?
So does the Fed have any other option at this point that might have more immediate impact other than applying more interest rate increases?
Not really, and that's part of the problem. People are very critical of the Fed for doing what it's doing. Most people say that the Fed should have started doing this a lot earlier. There was a sense many, many months ago that this was short-term inflation. It was temporary. There were people who were arguing that you have no basis for thinking that. The thinking on that was that gas prices were high. There are supply chain issues that will resolve themselves post-COVID. But we still got shortages of microchips, semiconductors, things like that, that are causing computers and phones and cars to be more expensive and washing machines and dishwashers and fridges to be in short supply. So the point is, this is here to stay for a longer period of time. Does the Fed have any other option? It's not clear. It's not clear that they do. The Fed is like a car that has brakes and gas and no steering wheel, right? It can either tap the brakes or it can hit the gas. Right now it's tapping the brakes. Not sure how it's going to pan out.
All right. So then there is this other thing that was announced this morning that, you know, if we do have to expect prices to stay high until we're patiently waiting for these rate increase effects to kick in, seniors who struggle a lot with inflation, they just got something thrown to them this morning, 8.7%. That seems like a lot. Will it translate into really helping them?
Well, this is the cost of living adjustment for people who get Social Security. That's about 66 million people in the United States. That does help, because that'll be about an average of about $140 a month starting in January. There's also a 3% drop in Medicare Part B premiums. So that's a good thing. This is one small group that's going to be affected positively by this, because if you're on a fixed income, meaning your income doesn't change every year, you're dependent on a government check or a pension, this inflation is a real killer for you, because, you know, you get the same amount of money, things cost 8 or 9% more. Now, at least with the cost of living allowance starting January, people on a fixed income getting their money from Social Security will get an almost 9% increase next year. It's one of the biggest increases. It was certainly one in over a decade. But the combination of the increase to that and the decrease in Medicare premiums is going to get senior citizens on a fixed income, 66 million people, they're going to give them a little bit of breathing room.
Okay, Ali Valshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
My pleasure.